This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allen, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. We now know who the bomber is, the mad bomber, and he wasn't a Democrat. He was a Republican who loved Trump. How do we know? He's got a van covered in pro-Trump and anti-Hillary stickers, so we're assuming that that is the real thing and that is the real story. And I'll give you my response right now. It's my new column that is out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, and it's syndicated all over the United States. I'd like to read it to you. For 2 years now, since President Trump's election, I've chronicled the violence, the threats of violence, and just plain hysteria, and unhinged mental illness by Democrats with Trump derangement syndrome. The liberal biased mainstream media, of course, doesn't bother to report it. They just keep repeating the fake news theme that Trump supporters are violent and Trump himself is divisive. Guess what? It took 2 full years, but liberals finally found a patsy. One unhinged, mentally ill nutjob with Trump bumper stickers on his van has been caught sending fake bombs with fake timers to leading Democrats like Hillary, Obama, Maxine Waters, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He's an idiot of epic proportions. First, he scared the people half to death. Second, he could have hurt someone in the panic. Third, what he did can only damage the image of Republicans and reverse the momentum of Trump and the GOP. One man could hurt the entire election of November 6th. This useless idiot changed the headlines away from the caravan and an illegal invasion of America's open borders to sympathy for Democrats. What a bonehead. Every Republican on earth disavows violence and wants nothing to do with terrible nutjobs like this. Congratulations, Democrats. It took you 2 years, but out of 63 million Trump voters, you finally found one violent nutjob. But what should be much more important to the media and voters is the divisive, dangerous, hateful, criminal rhetoric coming directly from the Democratic Party and get-out-the-vote efforts by liberal organizations. Somehow, I got on the list of the Democratic Party of Nevada and several Democrat liberal get-out-the-vote operations. Let me share the hate they are sending out daily in text to voters. And this, I guarantee you, is going on all across the United States. This is not a Nevada thing. They only send it to Democrats, and they assume occasionally it might slip in the hands of a Republican, but they don't assume it'll slip in the hands of someone who can actually print ink by the barrel named Wayne Root. Someone who's got a national radio show, a national TV show, and a national newspaper column, not to mention best-selling books. They put it in the wrong hands. First of all, these Democrat get-out-the-vote texts I'm bombarded with all day, every day, arrived without ever asking for my permission. That's a violation of the law. Second, these Democrat texts keep claiming that we must vote for Democrats or Trump and Nevada U.S. Senator Dean Heller will deport and jail your family. Trump and Heller hate Mexicans. Vote. That's a quote. Well, since I can only be deported if I'm here illegally, Democrats are clearly aiming their texts directly at illegal aliens. But isn't it a crime for illegals to vote? Worse, isn't it a serious crime for Democrats to be urging illegals to vote, coordinating illegals to vote? But who else could they be targeting if they're warning me and my family will be detained, jailed, and deported by Trump and Senator Dean Heller if I don't vote Democrat? But wait, it gets better. These texts sent by the Nevada Democratic Party, they confirm that's who said it, and multiple liberal organizations trying to get out Democrat votes, actually said, and I quote, F Trump, and they spelled out the word F, F Trump, stupid Republican retard, I'm quoting the Democrat organizations and liberal organizations that contacted me, Trump is the Antichrist, although they said it in Spanish, so something effective, Trump es el Antichristo, Trump loves misery and hates Mexicans, Trump wants you to die, Trump wants to murder Mexicans. How's that for divisive? How's that for stirring up hate and violence? And here's the most damning one of them all. The Democratic Party and liberal organizations are urging their supporters to break the law. They say, and I quote, you can vote once early and once on election day, no ID required. That's a quote. Folks, this is organized voter fraud being urged by the Democratic Party and liberal organizations. Let me repeat that quote again. And it came to me multiple times from multiple organizations. You can vote once early and once on election day, no ID required. They also cheer for the illegal alien caravan and urge me to donate money to support the caravan. They want to help this illegal mob reach America. They're proud to say hashtag open borders at the end of each text. Hashtag open borders. They love open borders. They admit it. Now, this is today's Democratic Party. Democrats and their liberal allies are coordinating a conspiracy to steal elections through fraud and criminal actions. They're clearly helping illegal aliens vote by the millions, and they're urging them to vote multiple times, all the while making the case that you can't get in trouble because no ID is required. They're urging it all on with over-the-top hate speech. I have all the texts and all the phone numbers. If any politician or government agency is actually interested in Democrats coordinating voter fraud and criminal activity, please contact me. I've got them all on my cell phone. You think anyone will ever contact me? I almost be willing to guarantee you nobody will ever contact me. This is massive fraud going on in Nevada, and I guarantee you it's massive fraud going on all over the United States of America. It's massive fraud, it's massive voter fraud, it's massive hate speech, it's massive slander against Trump and against Republican candidates like Dean Heller and Danny Tarkanian. It is the most frightening stuff I've ever read. Let me just make sure you got it straight. This is direct from liberal organizations. F Donald Trump, stupid Republican retard. Trump is the Antichrist. Trump loves misery and hates Mexicans. Trump wants you to die. Trump wants to murder Mexicans. Vote early and vote often. Vote today in early voting and vote again on election day. As if it's a casual thing to say to convince people who are just completely clueless and completely uneducated, know nothing about America, don't even speak English in most cases, know nothing about the laws of America, scared to death that they might get in trouble and be deported, and you tell them, hey, don't worry about it, very casually, don't worry about it. You could vote multiple times. You could vote early today and vote again on election day, and you could do it in Spanish, and you don't need ID of any kind, no ID required. If that isn't evil, I don't know what is. If that isn't criminal, I don't know what is. If that isn't fraud, I don't know what is. If that isn't mobilizing illegal aliens to vote by the millions, I don't know what is. So all the lies we've been told, oh, there are no illegals voting, and Democrats don't want illegals to vote, and Democrats aren't working to help illegals to vote, and there's no need for voter ID, and Republicans are divisive. Donald Trump's divisive. It's all lies. Every single one of them are lies. And now, congratulations, you found one guy who's pro-Trump, who's an obvious mentally ill nutcase, nut job, to try and convince the world that you were the ones who were right. At the same time, Trump is saving the American economy. So one man has saved the American economy, jobs, and the entire middle class, and you're going to try and make it more important that one nut job sent out a bunch of fake bombs. And the answer is, in my opinion, my gut, none of this will matter. On election day, not one vote will be affected by this. So I wouldn't worry about it too much, but I worry about it a little bit. What matters is today, even though it didn't make a headline, the Fed announced the U.S. economy grew at 3.5% in the third quarter faster than expected. Gross domestic product expanded by 3.5%. In his dreams, Obama could never get 3.5% GDP, followed or I should say preceded by 4.3% GDP. In his dreams, that could never happen. And it's happened for Donald Trump. And guess what? On top of that, massive consumer spending. And on top of that, no inflation of any kind. PCE price index, a key measure of inflation, increased by 1.6% last quarter, much less than the 2.2% expected by economists polled by Street Account. By the way, those same economists expected the economy to expand by 3.4% and expanded by 3.5%. So we found out consumer spending is through the roof. It rose by 4% in the third quarter, the strongest since 2014. We found out that GDP is through the roof. Gross domestic product is the measurement of economic growth. And we found out that inflation is tiny. And yet, the media would like to convince you that the most important news in America is a nut job sent some bombs. And I would have bet money the nut job was a Democrat, as I've explained over the last few days. And I was wrong. He's a Trump-loving Republican, assuming his van is a correct approximation of who he is. President Trump today touted record-breaking economic results for African Americans. President Trump is greeted with thunderous applause at the White House today from members of the Young Black Leadership Summit as he detailed how America First policies are imminently benefiting the African American community. Economic opportunity soaring, unemployment is dropping for African Americans under the Trump administration. African American unemployment rate hit the lowest level ever recorded in the history of our country. Think about that. That is in history. That's a tough soundbite for my opponent, whoever that opponent is. And we're going to do better and better and better. The unemployment rate for African-American women has hit the lowest number ever recorded. African-American youth unemployment, lowest level ever recorded. African-American poverty rate, lowest level in history. Awfully tough for Democrats to beat. Business ownership by African-American and Hispanic women growing at a faster rate than any other group. It's called winning, right? Trump repudiated the notion of putting America first as racist. Whether you're African-American or Hispanic-American or any American, you have the right to live in a country that puts your needs first. I heard this one a couple of weeks ago, and I said, give me a break. America first, that could be racist. And I said, racist? Why is that racist? Here we are. I think everyone in this room agrees. You're living in America. America first, right? Racist? Trump asked, prompting the audience to break out in the cheers of USA, USA. The worst tendency in politics, Trump said, is to tell others what they should believe based on their race or religion or color. Great job, President Trump. That's what matters. Not one nut job, but a bomb. A fake bomb, by the way.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at PrayerOfVengeance.com.
War now!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's War, Wayne Allen Roots on USA Radio Newsmax TV. A relentless warrior, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old USA. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. I call that heaven. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, in Las Vegas. Edward Stoltz, the owner, founder, operator, great man. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. The state of Texas chose them to run the Fort Knox, so you know you can trust them if Texas trusts them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. Give them a call. Ask them about the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. You do not want to miss it. It is your way to get into the precious metals, gold, silver, hobby or professional collecting business, biz, whatever you want to call it. For the first time in your life, you'll have some beautiful coins in front of you at a price that'll knock your socks off. So give them a call, 800-885-GOLD. Ask for the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online, usgoldbureau.com/roots. Today's a great day to call. Most caller-friendly show in America. Love to hear what you think about them finding this bomber. They call him the MAGA bomber. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-927-8255. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. My website's rootforamerica.com, and you can find me at Twitter, at Real Wayne Root. So the things that matter today in the news, Trump is weighing asylum shutdown that would close the southern border to migrants. President Trump reportedly weighing an executive action, that's what I recommended he do, that would suspend migrants' ability to seek asylum in the U.S., virtually guaranteeing any migrants across the U.S. southern border would be immediately arrested and deported. Great job, MAGA, God bless President Trump. If Trump follows through with the plan, according to Politico, he would invoke his authority under Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, the same authority that allowed him to pursue the immigration ban that was upheld by the Supreme Court back in June, to temporarily suspend migrants' ability to seek asylum. Because, per the Washington Post, it would be contrary to the national interest and detrimental to the interests of the United States. However, several anonymous administration officials told WAPO that invoking this power, a decision that would almost certainly be blocked by a federal court, likely the same San Francisco District Court that blocked all of his travel bans, is one of several options under consideration. Though, as Fox News points out, a Supreme Court ruling early this summer affirmed the president's rights to bar the entry of migrants would be detrimental to the interests of the United States. So we'd go right back to the Supreme Court, and we'd win again. And that was the point of getting a Supreme Court with Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. In a tweet sent Thursday, Trump urged members of the migrant caravan to turn around, promising they would not be allowed to enter the USA. Trump said to those in the caravan, turn around, we're not letting people into the USA illegally. Go back to your country, and if you want to apply for citizenship, like millions of others are doing. Trump's also sending as many as 1,000 troops to the border. And that comes after he sent 4,000 National Guard troops to the border. I thought he was about to say send another 4,000 National Guard. He already sent those National Guard troops. So a lot of it is disbanded, by the way. It's dwindled. Some put it as high as 14,000, this caravan. But now it's closer to 3,000. And what's left of the caravan is now 900 miles from the U.S. border. And a second group is moving through Honduras. Meanwhile, reports of violence, corruption, infiltration by criminal traffickers and gangsters have been documented by journalists, including a team from the nonprofit Judicial Watch, which cited a report in a Guatemalan newspaper claiming the caravan had been organized by leftists. No surprise, leftists. I'm sure it's organized by people being paid by George Soros, guarantee you. Red wave rising results in the midterms today continue to show Republican numbers better than 2016. Why wouldn't they be? We didn't even know if Trump would do everything he was saying. We didn't know if he'd keep every promise he promised. And he did. He kept every promise, and he's done everything he said he'd ever do, and then some. So, of course, he's higher. When we get back, we'll talk more about this mail bomber. He was a stripper with a steroid problem. 56-year-old Native American male, prior arrest for terrorist threats. And a Chippendales promoter. And I'll have a report on everything we know about him so far when we get back, and some great guests for you. And some great stories about what nutcases Democrats are. And by the way, Beto O'Rourke in Texas now tops 70 million as the race with Ted Cruz passes 100 million spent. He's outspent Cruz 2-1. Act Blue have sent him a staggering $53 million. He's got zero chance of winning. I'll bet you the entire $1 million I got, I'll bet you he doesn't win. $1 million says he doesn't win. So liberals have wasted $70 million. Keep donating. Keep donating. Come on. Come on. More.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
War. Now.
USA Radio News.
Friday, Florida resident Cesar Sayek Jr. was charged with five federal crimes related to at least 13 mail bombs sent to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and a number of other leading Democrats and critics of President Trump. Syek faces over 48 years in jail, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions had a message for anyone else who wants to try these sorts of shenanigans.
This is a law and order administration. We will not tolerate such lawlessness, especially not political violence.
The Dow was down 296 points to close the day at 24,688. The market has been down a lot this week as well. Financial expert John Layfield on some of the market volatility.
I think we're going to see a lot more volatility. Look, we saw the GDP number. The number was very good. This economy is absolutely on fire. So I think there's a lot of external factors right now that are influencing the market.
Layfield was speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now on USA Radio Network. Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want to thank Cenogenics for doing such a great job on me. They're the world's leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. They have clinics all over the United States, including the main one. Their main corporate office in the United States is in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I have my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. And so it's very exciting stuff to have them here. But they are all over the country, and you can get the same treatment that I got. And they helped me lose 10 pounds and gain about 20 pounds of muscle. It's really an amazing thing. I look like a different person. I feel like a different person. Thank you, Cenogenics. Eat more times a day. Love the food. Lose weight. Amazing. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com. They made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. Cenogenics.com or 888-YOUNGER, free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to change your life, no surgery, nothing major involved, just changing diet and changing exercise and hormone therapy and changing vitamins a little bit, and you will be a new you. Our guest is here, Thomas Paine, A.K.A. Mike Moore. His website is TruePundit.com, a website I've spent a lot of time on, TruePundit.com, when I want to find out the truth of what's going on. He worked for the FBI, the White House, the DEA, and other intelligence agencies. He's the author of Paine, How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas. Thomas Paine, this is Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Big fan of yours. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
A couple things. I wanted to have you on to talk about your book, but before we get to it, I couldn't resist to ask you a little bit about this Florida bombing suspect.
Yeah.
A lot of people were quoted, including yesterday, New York Magazine said the biggest names in the entire conservative world were all thinking this is a false flag, and they quoted Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and Ann Coulter and Wayne Allyn Root. Because I believe this was all the markings of a false flag. This had to be a Democrat, because everything he did was hurting the Republican Party, making Trump look bad, making Democrats look sympathetic, and backing up their view that we're such violent and divisive people, when in reality the only violence and the only divisiveness comes 100% from the left. So why would someone on our side want to do something like this? And of course, I felt great that New York put me in there with such legendary names. And then this morning we got the bad news that this guy appears to be a real Trumper and has Trump stickers all over his car and hate Hillary all over his car, and he's just a Trump nutcase. And so I'm just wondering whether you have any insights on this that I don't know that would make me feel a little better, because I certainly did not want it to be a Trump conservative guy.
Well, I think that when you're looking at some of the people that are pulling the strings behind the curtain, this is the type of operation I would have set up if I was on the other side. And we did a lot of work for the feds with setting up operations and misinformation campaigns and political skullduggery. I mean, this is something right out of our old playbook in the 90s and the early 2000s. So to me, it doesn't mean a darn thing as far as pinning it on Trump. I tend to go the opposite way. I think it's more proof that it's not an organic maniac like they're painting him to be, who also supports the president, because these people who have issues like this, they don't perform on a timeline that coincides with a major election. In other words, if they were going to, you know, for the most part, lash out like this and do something, the chances of it literally dovetailing to a week before the election, I think, is minimal. And, you know, giving the mainstream media enough time to use the current events as almost like a, you know, leverage against Trump, it just doesn't fit. It's one of the—I mean, there are a lot of things that don't fit. The more we find out about this guy, the more questions I have. So I don't know, you know, who they're trying to sway one way or another, but I think a lot of people have woken up, and it might backfire to a certain extent if it wasn't organic. And more people who support Trump might actually be propelled to go to the polls and say, we're a little bit smarter than this. So I don't know if that helps answer your question or not.
Well, look, I think Kavanaugh clearly backfired on Democrats. They thought that was a big issue, and it backfired. I think that the caravan clearly backfired on Democrats. I think Soros paid for it, and he thought it would embarrass Trump, and instead it destroyed the Democratic Party. And now you come to the third part of the triumvirate. All of a sudden, when those two backfire and they're completely desperate, something happens that helps the Democrats and makes Republicans look bad, Trump look bad, and them look sympathetic figures, and it wouldn't have. It was like the greatest dream of a Democrat that this would come along at this time. So it always made me believe that they were the one, someone on the left or the deep state was involved in this. But now, after you see what happened today, I don't know. I don't know, Thomas, if you could say, hey, it was a deep state operation. They manipulated him. I think it's just easier to say, you know what, chalk it up to a nutcase. He's a nut job, and let's just drop it and move on to the economy did good. We're at 3.5% GDP. I don't want to run down a long trail and start worrying about whether the FBI set him up or something like that. I'd rather say, you know what, he's just a nut job, and he doesn't matter, and he's got nothing to do with Trump or me or Michael Savage or Ann Coulter or Rush Limbaugh or anybody else. I am not this guy's keeper, you know? That's kind of where I'd rather go. I'd rather not get involved in a deep hole and keep digging, right?
I think that's where wisdom comes in. You can't let these folks guide you and dictate your content, because I think if they are trying to do something nefarious, a lot of people fall into that trap where they just keep talking and talking and talking about it, and then they keep it alive, which is the more oxygen you breathe into something like this. If it's not organic, if it didn't really, happen, then it just, you fall into the playbook. And so, I think what you said makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, let's just thank God they weren't real bonds. Let's thank God they weren't real timers. Let's thank God there wasn't real ricin. Let's thank God that nobody got hurt and the guy's a complete moron and nut job and just walk away from the whole thing. That's what I'd like to do, because it just isn't important. What's more important? One nut job with a van that says Trump, who sent out some fake bombs, or Donald Trump, who's turned around the entire American economy in miraculous fashion to go from bust to boom and created millions of good, high-paying, full-time, middle-class jobs and has made the GDP explode, or that nut job? Which one? I know which one I'll be voting about. Which one I'll be voting on? And, of course, what's more important, the one nut job or all the mass violence and violent threats and hysteria coming from the left and the many, many, many millions of people on the left with Trump derangement syndrome who threaten our lives every single day? I know which one's more important. Die of 63 million Trump supporters who did something stupid. So I just think it's a very strange situation. I'm with you. I don't trust it. I just don't trust it at all. But I'm just going to leave it alone and say he's a nut job and be done with it. Let's talk about your book, Pain, How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas. Tell us all about it. How did you dismantle the FBI?
Well, we started True Pundit after I got hassled. My family got harassed and my kids were terrorized by the FBI. We did a lot of work for them. I had a group, kind of the Fusion GPS group I compared it to, but ours, we started ours back in 96 and 97. So we predate those guys. We're kind of like the grandfather of the Fusion GPS model, former journalists, former federal agents. And we worked for the federal government as contractors. We worked for private corporations. We did a lot of work in Vegas for the hotels, that kind of stuff, security work, a lot of stuff that was specialized, finances, telecommunications, those things. So the FBI, I was investigating something that came up in 2007, and I guess we had asked too many questions about it, because my house got raided by the FBI. They're pointing guns at my kids and things like that. It was a pretty traumatic experience.
Why did the FBI point guns at your kids? Why was the FBI coming after you?
Well, it's a little bit interesting, because we had received word from a Democratic congressman. We did a lot of oppositional research. So we had received word from a Democratic congressman who I trusted, a powerful guy who told me that the FBI and some intel folks, back then there was no deep state. It was just, hey, the FBI and the CIA are doing this stuff. They were not responding or acting on evidence that was coming up from informants and even some lawmakers that said Osama bin Laden was living and running al-Qaeda from Iran after 9/11. So I personally found that compelling. So I started asking questions about it, talking to other lawmakers, talking to some State Department guys. And I think that's pretty much what triggered the response to my house, where they came in like that and started a large harassment campaign.
But you were never arrested, ever, after all of that?
Well, it went on for 5 years, Wayne. They came back, and I got charged with copyright infringement, one count, because they took all these videos from my house. I had collected old hockey games that were 30 and 40 and 50 years old from the 60s and 70s, that kind of stuff. And we traded them with each other, and I bought and sold them. You know, charge somebody $15 for shipping or whatever. You know, it was like a hobby. So that's what they came back at me on. One count of copyright infringement for hockey videos. And they literally turned my life upside down.
Pretty odd charge.
Yeah. Well, it's been the only kind of case in the history of the Justice Department, really, when it comes down to that. Thank God the judge kind of figured out what was going on, and he basically gave me a slap on the wrist. But what happened was, you know, they had taken my job from me. I worked a full-time job at Citigroup doing intel for them and anti-money laundering. And I had this going on the side, intel operation kind of on the side where we were still doing intel. So it turned my life upside down. So we formed True Pundit.
So you know what? You hear the music. You hear, hey, Thomas, you hear the music. Just hold on through the break.
Okay.
And on the other side, I want to hear the result of what you did after you found the True Pundit, how you became a bane to the FBI's existence, and you got a little revenge. Let's hear about it on the other side of the break.
Thanks,
Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al, USA Radio, along with Thomas Paine, our guest, a.k.a. Michael Moore. His website is truepundit.com, P-U-N-D-I-T, and they are a very, very interesting investigative website. I enjoy going there. He's built something special, True Pundit. We'll be back with more with Thomas Paine. Warn out.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com. and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today, and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare is a disaster in this country. Health insurance completely, utterly unaffordable. And it covers nothing, even if you have it. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Wayne Allen Root joined. My family joined. My kids joined. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. If your host can join and my kids can join, you can join. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare. 855-58-LIBERTY. They're great people. And I've never been a minute where I've been upset that I joined. I haven't been thrilled that I've joined because I saved $18,000 last year. And I saved $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 over 2 years. How many of you could use an extra $36,000? If you can, go to libertyhealthshare.org. All right, we've got our guest still here. His name is Thomas Paine. His website's truepundit.com. He's built one of the most interesting websites in the country in a very short period of time. When did you first start True Pundit, Thomas?
We started right before the presidential election in 2016.
And what kind of traffic do you have now to that site?
It varies. I think we're doing somewhere between 3.5-4 million a month on site right now.
Well, congratulations. You built a very powerful site with a lot of traffic, and you got the attention of a lot of people, including Wayne Root. So tell us about this book, Paine, How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas. We understand now the FBI came after you. They were gunning for you. They made your life miserable. They embarrassed you. They scared the bejesus out of your kids. So you formed True Pundit, and what exactly did you do in response to all of that to take down, at least a little bit, embarrassment-wise, dismantle the FBI in our pajamas? How'd you do that?
Well, we went back to journalism. That's where I started out of college. I was very fortunate. I got nominated for 2 Pulitzers for investigative reporting, and I won a Gerald Loeb Award. I was very young and very naive. And I left and went into intelligence. And then, so I said, I'm going to go back into journalism, and we're going to gear things up and find out what the FBI is really up to. So we formed True Pundit, and we started hitting them brick by brick on just little stories. You know, we started out on Andrew McCabe. Nobody even knew who Andrew McCabe was when we started out on him. And just as many little shots as we could get, big shots, you know, little shots, whatever, any story involving FBI corruption we focused on. And then after a while, we had broken enough stories where we had a pretty good reputation and more people started to read. And we just kept going and going and going. And now you see the kind of shape that, I mean, I'm not claiming that we're responsible for all of it, but we definitely had broken enough stories to say that we helped dismantle it. So now, after that was, you know, after you have all these hearings in D.C. and people are getting fired and people are quitting and people are testifying against each other, I said, let's go back to the 2007 thing where we were investigating this deep state for covering up something like withholding intelligence on bin Laden in Iran. And let's put that in a book and combine it with the story of what happened to me and my family. And that's what the book is about. You know, we give personal firsthand accounts of people who became frustrated with the deep state, with the FBI, and with the intelligence community because they were reporting this type of information. Don't forget, there was a $25 million reward for bin Laden. So people were motivated to share actionable intelligence with the government. But at every turn, they were turned away and told, oh, he was not there. He's not in Iran. He's in this place. He's in that place. And then we were fortunate to get some people in Congress who have gone, you know, one guy lost his career because
who's
of the
that?
Same thing. Congressman Kurt Weldon. Mueller came after him when he was FBI director because he had written letters to CIA and FBI saying, hey, what's the story with bin Laden being in Iran? And 2 weeks before his reelection, Wayne, if you can imagine this, 2 weeks before his reelection, they raided his house, the FBI raided his house, and his daughter's house and had all the TV cameras there rolling. 2 weeks before an election, and they never charged him with anything, and they never even questioned. Like, a lot of people don't know this story.
Yeah, I didn't know the story.
Yeah, they didn't question him or his daughter. He had been in Congress 20 years, 10 terms. He was going for his 11th term, and he was going to be running if he got elected, he'd be running, he would be chairing a lot of these armed services committees and things. and he planned to basically hold hearings on stuff like this, but you know, so his story is in the book, and it's just, it came together very nicely. It's kind of an unfortunate story as an American, but at the same time, it is what it is. You know, we have to.
So he's never been charged or convicted of anything, is that right?
Nothing. They didn't even question. They raided his place, they raided his daughter's place.
2 weeks before an election.
2 weeks before an election, it's unheard of.
Amazing. Hey, Thomas, we got to run. You know, that's the limitations of radio is you run out of time, man. It's a great story. I wish we could go on with it, but anybody can find out more about it by reading his book. Go get his book, Pain, How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas. It's by Thomas Paine, a.k.a. Mike Moore. His website's True Pundit. Read more about his great investigative journalism at truepundit.com. Thank you, Thomas, for coming on the
show. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Matt. Take care.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio. When we get back, hour number 2 awaits. Lots more to talk about the bomber.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Come.